أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم dear mourners, dear commemorators of the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And welcome, dear Husseinis, to SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs going live from the holy city of Qom with technical assistance provided by Islamic Pulse Studios. Our sincere condolences to you all and to all of humanity upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions. Tonight is the fourth night of our SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs out of eight total programs. Tonight, it is our honor to commemorate Ali Akbar, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We would request the prayers for all of our Muslim brothers and sisters all across the world, most especially the lands of Palestine, but not limited to Palestine. Of course, our brothers and sisters in Pakistan or Parachinar, where we saw the killing of Shia Muslims, as well as in Yemen and Bahrain, where we continue to see oppression being committed against the Shia Muslims in those areas, Iraq, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Kashmir, all across the world, wherever our brothers and sisters are, may Allah help them and free them from the oppression and the tyranny that they are facing, and may Allah the Almighty hasten the reappearance of the ultimate protector of the Muslims, Imam al-Mahdi, sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah. So one of our volunteers, they brought to our attention that Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, he has very eloquently put out a statement in which he condemns this atrocious act of burning the Holy Quran. The brother just said one or two statements out of it. We have brought forth the statement and we'd like to read the whole statement, which was delivered today, July 22nd, 2023, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad wa Ali. His Eminence says that the insult to the Holy Quran in Sweden, the insult to the Holy Quran in Sweden is a bitter, conspiratorial, and dangerous event. It is the opinion of all Islamic scholars that the agent who has insulted the Holy Quran deserves the severest punishment. The agent, something we talked about last night. And then Aga continues, he says, in addition, the Swedish government must know that supporting criminals against the world of Islam is equivalent to going into battle array for a war. They are making the preparations for a war. And this action has created feelings of hatred and enmity towards every single one of them in all of the Muslim nations and in many of the Muslim governments, at least those governments who care about the Holy Quran and the honor and the sanctity of Islam. And then Aga continues, he says, the conspirators behind the scenes must know that the sanctity and the glory of the Holy Quran will increase day by day, and the lights of its guidance will shine even more than before, despite their plots and their schemes. And finally, Agha says, those who have designed this conspiracy and those who have carried it out are more contemptible than to be able to stop this ever-increasing luminance. Allah has full command over his affairs. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I won't add anything other than for the protection of Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who truly in the present day is at the forefront of the defense of Islam and the defense of its sanctities. We send His Eminence a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.